Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, Metro Atlanta's most beautiful and effective advertising for your small business. We offer the kind of exposure and recognition that many thought was only available for America's high-profile celebrities. Our mission is simple: to unite women business owners for their mutual benefit and generate a new level of excitement and visibility for what they do. We enthusiastically provide mega recognition, unrivaled respect, fantastic opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger personal brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. We're honored to lead the way in shining the spotlight on women business owners. Save the date. On Saturday, August 17, 2019, we'll be hosting our Women Working Together Business Expo at the incredible Riverside Epicenter from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stay tuned for more information or call us at 770-460-5995. Vendor space is still available. In today's segment of Spark Plug Radio, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Elizabeth Peeble about five ways to prepare your nonprofit organization for funding. Our very special guest today attended Seminole Community College in Orlando, Florida, where she received her associate degree in liberal arts. She went on to the University of Central Florida, where she obtained a bachelor's degree in legal studies and a master's degree in public administration. Today, she is the celebrated CEO of UR Life LLC, a mother, an entrepreneur, and a community advocate. She is fully equipped to provide a wide range of products and resources that will help you turn your potential into a fully realized vision with a comprehensive plan of action. We are so very honored to have on the phone today a woman who is truly making her mark as Metro Atlanta's go-to person for everything nonprofit. Ms. Elizabeth Peeble, welcome back to Spark Plug Radio.
Wow, thank you so much for having me. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
All right. How are you today?
I'm doing well, yes.
All right. Well, Elizabeth, we know you are extremely busy, so with your permission, we'd like to get right into it. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Let's do this.
All right. So why is tax exemption so important for an organization?
Well, that's a good question. So tax exemption is a question that a lot of people ask about when it comes to nonprofit organizations. So simply put, tax exemption is important because it allows the organization to be able to make purchases or receive benefits that are tax deductible. Okay, so for instance, if you are at a store and let's just say you're doing a large print job, right, and you have a print job with the tax deduction is like $30 you save. That allows you to take that money and use it elsewhere. Whereas if you weren't tax exemption, you would have had to pay that extra $30. So it becomes a real benefit for organizations when it comes to paying taxes or extra monies on things. It's also important because it allows them to be able to maximize their budget that way. Right, so like money you save from the print job, you'll be able to take that and use it somewhere else. And so that's how it helps organizations be able to manage their money, which helps their budget and helps their overall goals. So tax exemption is super important because it's also a privilege from the government, you know, that you are able to do this. Because me as an LLC, I have to pay whatever they charge me. There's no discounted price. There's no reduction on anything. It's just this is what it is. This is what you pay. With a nonprofit organization, that tax exemption allows you certain benefits that like an LLC sole proprietor cannot have. So that's where it becomes really important that.
Well, Elizabeth, does an organization need to have a business development plan to get funding?
So that's a really good question. So just like we see a lot of businesses will automatically do a business plan for themselves, nonprofits need to do the same thing. And what that does is it helps your organization outline what it is that you're going to be doing. So we strongly recommend a business or development plan for nonprofits, as most funders, like big corporations or banks or grants, will ask for them. You know, so without it, the organization puts themselves at a disadvantage as they become ineligible to apply for that funding because they don't meet the criteria. So a lot of times I look at funders funders and they want to give money and they have money to give, but the first thing on the list is that they want you to submit your business plan. And that's like the top thing that a lot of nonprofit organizations don't have. They get their tax exemption and they go right into doing the work in the community, which we love, but they don't do what I call the admin work, okay? And the admin work is making sure that behind the scenes, you have a way lined up to operate, you know, that you can have someone look at this paperwork and say, hey, you know, if you guys follow this to the T, we can see right now that you're going to be successful in what you're doing. So it's important that they take that vision of their nonprofit and they write it down in the form of a business plan, because that's what funders really want to see. They love that what you're doing right now, but they want to see that you have a long-term effect in the community. They want to know that you're not just going to be a pop-up, so to speak, for the community, you know, because then that becomes a waste of their money. So it's important to have that to show people that you're serious about what you're doing, that you're committed to what you're doing, and that the money that you're requesting has a purpose. That's why business plans become really important for nonprofits.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this business development plan. What are some of the key points the plan should discuss?
Key points that we see a lot in business plans for nonprofits, there's a few of them. I'll just list the top ones that I can think of. And the first one I would say is discuss your board. Your board is the core of your organization, so it's really important that you have outlined your board members, what their titles are and what their functions are. It helps people really understand the depth that your organization is going to go. So if you have an organization that's for youth and none of your board members have, none of their titles incorporate anything that's for youth, then we're going to kind of look at you and say, well, that doesn't match up. So you want to make sure that the board members match up with the vision and the goal of the organization. So it's important to have that in there. Bylaws are also important because they are the rules that govern the board. Okay, so we can't just have board members here and not have any criteria set up in how they're going to operate and run this organization. So your bylaws become super important, and they're so important, in fact, that each state has their own rules set up for how organizations should be run. So I always suggest to people that they go to their Secretary of State webpage and look for corporations, look up nonprofits, and see what they have listed that the nonprofits need to be doing. And that way you're always in compliance with the law as well for your state. Another thing that you want to look at is your organizational goals. Being able to outline step by step what your organization is seeking to do and what those results from those goals should look like. It really helps a funder understand the vision of your organization when they can see your goals and they see the benchmarks that you have in place, and they can see from reading that information that if you do X, Y, and Z by such and such a date, you'll be able to have this. And it really makes it tangible for them as opposed to you trying to explain it while speaking to them. You know, it's on paper, they see it, and they know you're committed to it and how serious you are for it. Another topic would be financial management. And this part is more than just your budget. This is more so how you're going to use that money, where you're going to use that money, and when you're going to use that money. So it's great to have a budget, but now we need to know how you plan on using and operating with this money that you're going to have. So that's what your financial management plan does. Fundraising and marketing, those two plans kind of go hand in hand because you use marketing during your fundraising, and of course fundraising helps you get the word out to the community or the sponsors or corporations or banks what you're doing and why you're doing it and how much money you need. So those would be the top things that I would look for if I was reading someone's business development plan for a nonprofit, and that would just help me if I were a funder. That would just help me understand the organization a little bit more and help me understand where my money is going and what it will be doing.
All right. Well, Elizabeth, should the organization include their budget when asking for funding?
They should include their budget, especially if they have like a project that they're asking for. So if it's a, you know, you have an organization as a whole, but there's a particular project you want to do, say an after-school program, it's important that you want to list that project budget in your plan so that, again, just like I was discussing before with the financial management section, so that the funders can see and they're able to visualize and understand what the financial need is for the organization. And that really helps them make a determination on who receives the money. So, you know, you want to be on that list. You know, you want to make your proposal for funding so detailed that the funder that's reading it feels like They know exactly what you're doing. They don't need to ask any extra questions. Just from what you've submitted to them, everything is clear, it's plain. They see your vision, they understand your vision, and you then can move up to being on that list of potential, being potential and getting that funding. So it's really important that you do add your budget, because that will help them understand your money, your numbers, you know, what your projection is for that organization.
Well, how can an organization figure out the best way to receive funding?
So receiving funding is not always easy, but there are things out here that help us kind of see what the trends are for funding. So one of the things that you can do to figure out how to receive funding is research. That's like number one, that's the key. If you're in a particular area, you know, you can research what funders in your area are giving money to. A lot of times there's a trend, you know, among funders. Oh, this year we're all giving to, you know, say animal shelters, or we're all doing this. It's important that you know that so that you know where the money is being allocated to. If you can figure out where the money is being allocated to, then it'll help you figure out where you fit in that and how you can best receive that money. There's also free and low-cost resources that can help you determine the current trend of funding in your area. And a lot of times you can just visit, like, your local chamber of commerce or visit your local bank, look up local and national companies that will have listed on their websites, you know, where their community funding is going. Target, for instance, lists out who they give their money to. So if you fall under the criteria or the umbrella of the area that they give money to, then Target would be a great person to submit an application to for funding. But if you look on the website and it's not where you are, then don't waste your time applying to Target. Go find someone else. You know, so it helps you not waste time, and it helps increase your chances of funding. And just some, you know, quick websites that people can look up. Giving USA is a great website for finding what the trends in philanthropy. Foundation Center, National Council for Nonprofits, just to name a few. These sites all specialize in nonprofit information, not just on funding, but they also specialize in all things nonprofit. So if you have quick questions or want to look up statistics and things like that, these websites are great for that, and they will really help you be able to look at your organization as a whole and see where you fit in when it comes to funding.
Hey, in applying for funding, what's the key strategy to keep in mind?
So with applying for funding, a key strategy to keep in mind would just be, like, knowing what type of funding that you're looking for, okay? Are you looking for this company to be the sponsor? Are you looking for them to just give donations? Are you looking for community funding? Like, once you know what type of funding you're looking for, then it helps you narrow down who you need to apply with. You know, another way to do it is know what your bottom line budget is. If you know how much money you need, then you'll know which applications are best suited for you. You know, you may have an application that's $50,000. Well, you may not need $50,000, and although it sounds great to go for $50,000, it might be better that you go for one that's maybe $10,000, because that's closer to your budget. If I'm a funder and I'm offering $50,000 and your budget only says you need $10,000, well, I'm wasting $40,000. So you're not going to be a good candidate for me. Okay, but if without knowing what your bottom line budget is, now you're applying to places that don't really fit what your needs are, and you lessen your chances for getting that funding. Another way to do it is just look at how the funding will help you progress your overall mission. You know, so you have your mission for your organization. It's important that you know this funding, if we receive it, will help us do X, Y, and Z. And that's important that funders know that, because they want to know that their money is being used for the community. They want to know that it's being used for good, and it's not just going in your pockets or just sitting in a bank somewhere and not doing anything. You know, a lot of funders want to help, so that's what they're looking for.
Well, Elizabeth, what other advice would you give to an organization seeking funding?
Oh, advice for organizations. Okay, sure. I can give a couple really quickly. Some of them will touch on what we touched on today, but really simply, I have five simple tips that will help you when it comes to funding. If you just keep these in mind, it'll help you. So number one, make sure you're properly structured as a tax-exempt organization. You know, without that tax exemption portion of it, it makes it hard for funders to be able to donate to your organization or sponsor or give in the way that you want them to, because you're not properly set up legally. Okay, so that legality of it is really, really important, and you have to make sure that you are set up. It's a three-step process. You do your state, you do your government, that's whatever state you live in, and then you do the IRS, and then you have to go back to your state and do your certificate of status to make sure, so that people know that you're complete and active. Really simple process, doesn't take a long time, but without it, in the long run, you're going to hurt your organization. Another tip would be to create the business and development plan like we spoke about, including that budget and, you know, making sure that your need for funding is in there, okay? It makes it really clear for the funders to see what it is that you're doing. Research funding resources and trends within your state. Really important. It'll keep you up to date on what's going on, and it'll help your organization stay afloat because you'll know where the money is and where the money is going. Always determine your ask in advance, okay? So before you go out and you start asking for sponsorships, remember to realize what it is you're asking for, how much money you're asking for, how do you want this company or this organization to help your organization. If you're going to be my sponsor, are you going to be a long-term sponsor just for this event? Are you going to be that sponsor that when I need money to go to this function, you're going to be the one that gives me the money? How does that look, you know, so that you can make that determination before you go and ask, so when you make the ask, you can confidently tell them what it is that you need and how they can help you, because that's really what they want to know. Those are the two main questions. And then my last one would be just remember that the funding is for the community that you serve and that you're asking on their behalf and it's not you, okay? So a lot of people get that a little mixed up. They go in and it's like, well, I need this money. It's not you that needs the money. Yes, you're asking for it, but the money is going to serve the community. So whenever you're doing your ask, whenever you're looking for funding, always remember, you know, and include how that's going to serve the community that you're serving, because it literally just bypasses through you and goes to the community. So you get the money, you put it in the organization, and you use that money then to in turn push your organizational goals. So it really just bypasses through you and ultimately ends up in the community and whatever type of services that you're trying to give the community. So always remember that it's for the community and that you're asking on their behalf, and so you want to make sure that that passion and that need comes across when you're asking for funding. So those would be my five simple tips on how, you know, an organization can prepare for funding. That would also include, that would be my advice, you know, just keep all of these tips in mind so that way you can be very clear and concise when you're asking for that funding.
Well, Elizabeth, I'm sure our listeners are going to be excited about you coming back here in the next few weeks, so definitely stay in contact with us and let us know, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. And before we bring this interview to a close, please tell us why you decided to advertise your business in Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide.
Because Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide is so awesome. Every time I look through it, I just always find wonderful, wonderful people that are out here in the community doing great things. I have a passion for working in the community and finding different ways that I can serve my community. This platform just does just that. Everyone that comes on here, all the interviews that I've listened to, everyone is here to help. And I just love the idea that there's a place that we can all go to share our ideas, to share our information, share our knowledge, and be able to help someone in the community do what it is that they really want to do. So that's why I really love this platform. I'm so excited that you guys had me for this interview back for a second time. Definitely looking forward to more. And, you know, I just think it's great.
And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Oh, they can connect with me on my website, URLife, spelled out, .consulting. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/URLife, the number one. And I'm also on Instagram at URLife.consulting. You guys can reach me on any of those platforms. It's actually me that's on there. So, you know, if you message me or inbox me, I definitely will respond to you. If you guys have any questions about nonprofits, not sure where to start, not sure if it's right for you, not sure if what you guys are doing is the right thing to be doing, or if you just want to simply have someone look over your information just to be sure that you guys are still moving in the right direction. We do it all. UI Life is set up to take you from idea all the way to community. Okay, so we walk with you each step of the way and make sure that the dream, the idea that you have becomes the division that you have on the community side. So definitely look forward to speaking with anyone who's looking to do nonprofits.
All right, and give out that information one more time, please, for the slow riders right out here like me, Elizabeth.
Sure. The website is www.rlife.consulting, and the Facebook is facebook.com/urlife. The number one, and Instagram is urlife.consulting.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're excited about what Elizabeth Peeble had to share with you today, you can meet her on August 17th, Saturday, August 17th, 2019, at our Women Working Together Business Expo. She'll be there to answer all your questions as well. Right, Elizabeth?
Absolutely. I'm so looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Miss Elizabeth Peeble, the CEO of UR Life LLC, thank you for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much, Sparkplug, for having me.
All right. My pleasure. You've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners like Miss Elizabeth Peeble. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Sparkplug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a special moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another dynamic job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Sparkplug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Sparkplug Radio.